This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Hey, welcome back to Season 3 of the Equal Agenda podcast. If you haven't already checked out the other seasons, go have a listen. They did some incredible work and covered so many different topics around gender and feminism.
So we are lucky enough to be working alongside the YWCA to produce this podcast. The YWCA has been around since 1855, so quite a while now. The Hamilton branch has been around for 80 years now. Some exciting news too is the Hamilton branch is changing their name to YWCA Waikato to include and extend to the entire region, which is pretty cool.
Ooh.
I'm Mia.
I'm Charlie.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of the Equal Agenda podcast. I'm studying a Bachelor of Social Science at the University of Waikato. I'm in my second year and I'm majoring in psychology and minoring in forensic psychology and political science.
Wow.
What about you?
I'm also studying at Waikato University, also doing a Bachelor of Social Science, majoring in psychology, minoring in English.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do they go, do you find that they go like
hand in hand?
Yeah.
Content wise, no, but I do find there is more trauma dumping in English lectures and tutorials than there is in psychology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So I learn all about how to deal with trauma, and then I can help people in English deal with their trauma.
So there's quite a lot of personal expression in English.
So much.
That's really interesting. I didn't think it would be like that.
Like deep, dark.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, I guess that's somewhat relevant to here too, with your being able to express,
express yourself.
So I was born and raised in Hamilton. I've lived here my entire life, but I have gone to a few high schools actually. But growing up, gender equality and feminism was not on my radar at all, to be honest. Like, I knew it existed, but I saw it as more of, I saw like the more extreme side that's like portrayed in the media and like economic, like the pay gap and like very obvious things. And I didn't think it really affected me or my community because no one was like, oh, you can't do that because you're a girl. Like, there wasn't any like overt, obvious discrimination because of my gender. So yeah, I just saw it solely in terms of economic and legal rights. And it wasn't really till I was educated at uni where I looked back on my entire life and was like, actually, it's manifested in so many different ways. Like, yeah. It actually is a big issue. It's not just like, I think there's quite a lot of misunderstanding around what it is and how deeply it's like ingrained in our society.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just wasn't really talked about growing up. Yeah, it wasn't really talked about in my family. But yeah, I thought as New Zealand, we were like pretty sweet because like we were the first to let everyone vote and like we're good with like girls can do anything that guys can do, like sports-wise. They can drive, they can vote, they can do all the things.
Yeah. I also think like New Zealand is kind of painted in this like innocent, everything is so nice, nothing goes wrong over here.
Definitely.
Like, I can also remember gender pay gap was probably like the biggest thing that I heard about gender and like woman feminism as a kid.
Yeah. No one was like, oh, you can't do that because you're a girl. Like, there wasn't any like overt, obvious discrimination because of my gender. So yeah, I just saw it solely in terms of economic and legal rights and whatnot. And it wasn't really till I was educated at uni where I looked back on my entire life and was like, actually, this is kind of, it's manifested in so many different ways. Like, yeah. It actually is a big issue. It's not just like, I think there's quite a lot of misunderstanding around what it is and how deeply it's like ingrained in our society. We didn't think it was a big of a, like we consider ourselves as like paving the way for feminist movements in New Zealand, but actually it's still very, very much present. And again, I don't think a lot of people even notice it until they actually are educated more on it.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, it wasn't until uni that I looked back and I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually such a big thing. And it's really present in my life. I looked back on a lot of situations, especially going to different high schools, on situations that I knew weren't right, but I didn't know that it was actually like a gender issue or like a gender norms issue. But yeah, and I saw this podcast and I was like, oh, this is a great opportunity to learn more about gender norms, gender equality, feminism, and also do my part in raising awareness and like discussing it. And so other people can see how it manifests in a more realistic way, not just like the gender pay gap and the extreme feminism. Because I grew up thinking all of that was like crazy and even cringe. It was like, I saw like these crazy, like, oh, we hate men things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like in the media and stuff like that. And I came to learn that gender equality was more about making sure gender didn't define the boundaries and opportunities, not like a we hate men thing. But yeah, going to three different high schools too, it showed me on like quite a micro level how people's attitudes towards like gender and gender norms, how they like, how the dynamics work between people on like a micro level.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been to some very public schools and I've been to private schools and they're very, very different with how they like separating people based on their gender, how everyone treats each other. Yeah, I think one of our goals in this podcast is to talk about how gender inequality manifests in like realistic daily life, like by talking about our experiences.
So I grew up in Rotorua, moved to Hamilton to study. I think gender, it was kind of a big thing, but also not necessarily a big thing. Like when you were talking about like as a kid, it's not necessarily a big thing because I think your first experience is as a child. Like people see you first as a kid, then as whatever gender you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So other than like big media stuff like the gender pay gap, I also don't remember a lot of gender stuff. I grew up with a single mum and a lot of like my mum's friends were all women. And so I think as I got older, I became slightly more aware of like what gender was and how women are treated and all that stuff. But I don't think it was until I was in high school. I went to a girls only high school.
Yeah.
And at girls only high schools, their main thing is you are a girl, you are a woman, and then everything else follows.
Yes.
And so it's like, okay, we need to push into you that you can do anything. And look at all these examples of what past women have done.
Yeah.
I also grew up religious, which is very fun. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're like not as extreme, somewhat extreme in their gender roles.
Yeah.
So
quite traditional.
Yeah. Very conservative.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically like mainstream Christian. And it was always once you finished your schooling, then you would go into ministry work, etc. But also, you have to be aware that you have to have a family and you have to find a husband and you have to have children.
Yeah.
And it was like, even as a young kid, it was like your biological clock is ticking, which is crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
As like an 8-year-old being like, you need to have children.
Like this is the expectation. This is what's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's your life path set out for you, basically.
Yeah. You always need to have children. So with Jehovah's Witnesses, they call like church. They don't have church. They have meetings.
Yeah.
And so at meetings and stuff, it was always the women were taking care of the children. The men, they were always the speakers. No woman would ever have like a front line sort of role. There's what are called elders and they are all men and they make the decisions. Yeah, so I think as I got older, there was all of that. And I was like, wow, religion sucks.
What intrigues me is how some people grow up in those situations and then they therefore see that as normal and the norm. Mm. So did you originally think that and then change your mind? Or did you grow up seeing that and were like, that's kind of weird. Like, did you question it?
No. I started going to meetings and stuff when I was like 7, 8.
Yeah.
Overloaded with the idea that, you know, God is real and God is doing all of this for you. And then all the gender, everyone's sort of role is kind of just like filtered throughout. So I think as a kid, they kind of just like brainwash you into thinking like, yeah, this is all correct. And then when I got older and I figured out that, you know, the world isn't conservative, well, not all of it isn't conservative, and that, you know, women and people can do different things, I was like, I don't think what you're teaching is pretty great.
Yeah.
In high school, I then also figured out that I was non-binary, and I was like, yeah, anyone that's outside of the cisgendered man, woman, straight, basically anyone fun, they like really don't have a place in religion, because religion is built around you can fit into this box and God will only love you if you're in that box.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, this is not for me.
So it's like you're born, like God gave you this life. You must fulfill it as he made you.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're only perfect in the role that God has made for you.
Yeah.
So I figured out I was non-binary and I was like, yeah, no thank you. I wanted to come onto this podcast because I feel like as someone who grew up being perceived as female and then being non-binary and now people perceive me as anything and everything, I feel like I have a pretty diverse experience of what gender is. I guess I'm similar in that I want to play my part in helping to educate people and raising awareness about different topics. But also I think, you know, as much as we're educated, that we can also be educated and that we'll learn different things throughout this podcast.
Yeah, we're always learning.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be very great to have the perspective of a non-binary person, because a lot of the issues talked about is just from the perspective of women. And while that's important, I think it should be an extremely inclusive conversation, and that includes men too. That includes everyone, because we all play a role in enforcing, you know, gender norms and gender equality, like helping make the world a more equal place.
Yeah, well, it's like everyone has, you know, gender forced on them.
Yeah.
Men and women are obviously different in the extremes that it's pushed on, but men, you know, there's that whole, when I was a kid, there was the whole, if you're a man or if you're a boy, you have to know that you can cry and you can express emotion and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, a lot, as we will discuss in following episodes, what is expected of us based on our gender is learned,
100%.
Rather than innate. From birth, people treat you differently based on your gender, and it's often you don't notice it at all. Even we learned in psychology that baby girls get talked to more and they have like faces in front of them more. So they learn from an earlier age to read emotions and communicate rather than boys. Even things from like primary school, how the teachers, I don't know about you, but the teachers would always be like, oh, can I have two strong boys to move the chairs for me?
Yes.
And like uniforms, like right from the start, even like gendered toys, all of that, which we will cover. That's how, like, very small ways, that's how gender norms are enforced and how they kind of stick. Yeah, it's all a product of socialization, really.
Yeah, well, gender is a construct.
Yeah, and relating to these, like, what are you most interested in and passionate about?
I think, I mean, as a psychology student, it's very interesting learning about how, I guess, kind of important gender is, because there are so many different layers to it. Like, if we look at when you're getting diagnosed, when you're neurodivergent, and how it's basically super easy and I guess man-made for men to be diagnosed, but for women it's like, yeah, I guess you kind of fit it, you don't really fit it, but it's like, well, the criteria is made for men.
Exactly. Like, I didn't get diagnosed with ADHD till I was 17, and to be honest, that's probably quite early for majority of women.
Yeah,
like the boys who were diagnosed with ADHD, like growing up at school, acted very, very differently.
Yeah,
and that's the idea I thought of ADHD. So I was like, oh yeah, don't have that. Nah,
yeah,
whatever.
And then you're internalizing, well, I'm not like that, so I mustn't have it.
Exactly. And also, women are made to like, they're exposed to different pressures, like having to mask more. But I think generally, a lot of science and research, especially with medicine and psychology-based stuff, it's basically all on males.
Yeah, it's created by males.
By
for
males for males. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even psychology as a construct, I think we're doing a lot better now looking at from like a cross-cultural perspective, but generally it made by white males for white males. Yeah.
What's your interest?
I'm quite interested in definitely the politics part, like as that is one of my minors that really intrigued me. And definitely like media and pop culture, because in our modern day, a lot of like trends and like norms and beliefs and attitudes held by society is like transferred through the media. The media represents like gender norms and differences that really interests me and how it keeps gender inequality alive and well.
So in your political science, is there a lot of talk about gender?
There is quite, well, a lot of it is, we might not specifically be talking from the perspective of gender inequality, but a lot of it is definitely applicable.
Yeah.
Like even how female people in positions of how female prime ministers, that's the word, female prime ministers are reported completely differently to male prime ministers and politicians and the institutions that our society runs on.
Mm.
Again, made by white males.
Yeah.
For white males.
Always comes back to it.
Yeah. Again, while we're leading the way for better gender equality in New Zealand and other issues like racial inequality and yeah. stuff like that, the institutions that our society is based on, they still made the structures. Like,
yeah, and they're still being upheld.
Exactly, and they've like, there's been inequality for so long too that...
Mm, just continues to happen.
Exactly.
And it's like, wow.
Especially with the rise of conservatism that's coming about too. It's, I'm just rambling now. I could go on about religion. Personally, I think it's like not all bad. But I think a lot
100%.
Of it, like, to be honest, religious people seem pretty happy, like good on them, like a lot of the time. But I think in the wrong cases, like especially, in, like when it's used to control politics too, it's just like,
yeah.
it's used as a form of social control.
Well, there's the whole idea, and I think especially in America, you see it, where there shouldn't be a cross of church and state, but it's repeatedly crossed all the time. Like, have you seen that Donald Trump has his own Bibles? Insane.
It's insanity.
What and do it, you mean the American president has merch Bibles?
That it, the thing that really grinds my gears is that there's so many different religions and beliefs all over the world. Each equally is so convinced in their own. Like, there's so many, like, there's endless beliefs and religions and belief systems. So why does one control how everyone else lives their life through policy? That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, what makes that one the right one?
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Social media, I think that's definitely relevant.
It's kind of like the main way that people see different gender constructs and the way that how people are engaging with our world, even outside of gender.
And I think in some ways it is a blessing, because back in the old days, people like only saw like what was around them.
Yeah.
Physically. So I think social media is cool because it helps people see
like different perspectives.
Yeah, different perspectives, and realize that they're not like alone just because no one else around them is similar.
Yeah, yeah.
They can see other like people and connect with other people.
But in the same sort of breath, social media is definitely a curse.
Yup. Just unrealistic expectations it puts on people.
Yeah.
Especially on women who already have so many different expectations that often contradict each other. Yeah, social media adds like a whole nother layer. And it's from a lot of the time I notice people comparing themselves to influencers. That's their like full on job, is to show like the most perfect side of themselves and like better themselves. Like they don't have to juggle like work and...
Yeah, but that's their entire life.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that people don't realize, that every post is made to show I am perfect.
Yeah, it's all curated. But because we spend so much of our time on it, it's like we see it as reality.
Yeah. And especially because, you know, young kids are on social media. Like I used to work at a holiday program, and whenever I had my phone out, the kids would say, oh, I have a better phone than you. And then would say how, I don't know if it's 100% real, but how they were like 4 or 5 years old. That's when they got their first phone, and they have this social media account and this and this. And they would always ask to follow me. And I was like, what do you mean you're on social media? Go outside.
That is insane. That is really insane. Like even, I think it was quite late to get social media, to be honest. And like, so glad I didn't get it earlier. Cause like,
it messes with you.
It does. And it makes you less creative. Like you're not finding these ways to spend time and, you know, like make things. Like,
I think especially now with like the rise of AI.
Oh, definitely. I reckon reckon, like, social media has, like, changed the game. AI is going to be, like, the new, like, how the iPhone, like, changed everything.
To find out more about the YWCA, check out the YWCA Waikato website.
YWCA.org.nz.
Social media, YWCA Hamilton NZ.
You can also find other seasons and episodes of this podcast on Spotify and Free FM. Join us next week when we debunk some common myths about gender and psychology. See you later.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.